on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to take a look at what's happening in rugby league.
Well, we've spoken often to Greg, and it's always been a possibility the North Sydney Bears would return. It's been a passionate plight, hasn't it, of the North Sydney Bears ever since they were shockingly ousted from the NRL. And Greg joins us now. G'day, Greg.
Morning, gents.
Now, the North Sydney Bears, are they set for a shock return?
Well, I'd like to think so. It's been a long time coming. I mean, you know, we started out this process driving pretty hard for a team on the Central Coast. Started that bid in 2009. Seems pretty clear that the NRL aren't going to be expanding to the Central Coast or anywhere in the near future. Mm. So we had to explore our options and consider what other options were out there. And, you know, it seems that there are four clubs at the moment that are controlled by the NRL who don't want to be controlling those clubs and don't want to be sticking in millions and millions of dollars to keep those clubs sustainable. One of those clubs is the Gold Coast. So we've now gone down the path of potentially being a solution for the NRL to help them out in driving a sustainable club. And that's where we're at the moment.
Greg, two-prong question. How far down that path are you? And obviously the likelihood of that bid being, that takeover, I guess, being successful.
Well, we're not far down the path, and we'd like to call it a partnership more than a takeover. I think it's very important that we're cognizant of the Gold Coast community and the fantastic work they've done with the Titans over time. And, you know, we would like to think that they would get behind the new brand. But at the moment, there's obviously a lot of speculation in the media, in the press, and we're just sitting on our hands waiting to sort of see what comes out next. But we've made it quite clear that over the years that we are ready to go. We do have the financial backing in place. We have a solid structure, a fantastic foundation, history base. So all those things come together to make a pretty complete package.
Yeah, so in terms of what you would like to happen next, what is that?
Well, we'd like some clarity on the whole situation. Again, the NRL obviously not in the business of running football clubs, so we're ready to be able to assist the NRL when there comes a decision that some of those clubs are up for sale. So I believe the NRL have made that comment about the Gold Coast, so it's probably important now that we work with the Gold Coast, with the NRL, and seeing if this solution is viable.
Right. The Seagulls Leagues Club up there at Tweed, is that run by North Sydney Leagues Club?
It is. Yeah, that's part of the group. There's three clubs. There's the Seagulls, there's North Leagues, and there's the Greens at North Sydney.
Right. Now, it used to be huge, the Seagulls. Is it still that way?
Well, it is. It's still a big club. It's not. It used to be located adjacent to the ground. That's now been redeveloped, that area. So
that's right.
But it's still a very popular place for the locals up there, and an important part of this whole package.
Greg, the dynamic of a club from the Central Coast now becoming a Gold Coast club, from a fan base point of view, what sort of dynamic does that now take?
Well, it's an interesting one. It's important that we respect the work and the support that the Central Coast have given us over the years, and we'd like to think that we can still deliver to the Central Coast fans. The ideal model for me sees a couple of games being taken to the Central Coast and hopefully encouraging some of the NRL clubs to take a home game or two to the Central Coast. So we still think we can deliver rugby league on the Central Coast, and we want the fans on the Central Coast to come with us on this journey as well. So as part of what we propose, we have, you know, we have the strong brand in the North Sydney Bears, and we have a great support base on the Central Coast. So it's a pretty powerful argument.
Would it be known as the Titans or the Bears?
Well, it would be the Bears. It would be the Gold Coast Bears. That would be I think the ideal fit. Unfortunately, it's another rebranding for a club that has gone through several of those. But we think, you know, in terms of sustainability and for a club to be there in 10, 20, 50 years, the strength of the Bears brand is going to supply that security.
And the chairperson, Rebecca Frizzell, she said it's going nowhere, the Gold Coast Titans.
Yeah, look, and that's fair enough. I mean, we haven't had a chance to speak to the Gold Coast. These things probably come out a little bit earlier than we would have liked, but we respect the work that they have done up there and the great financial support of, you know, Darryl Kelly and the wonderful community work that Rebecca Frizzell has done up there. And we just want to build on that and add to that. So probably very important, the next step is that we sit down with those guys and work out, you know, how this partnership's going to work.
Greg, you're bursting with excitement. I can sense it.
Look, I've been down this path before.
Yeah, I'm sure you have, mate.
Yeah, I'm trying to restrain myself. There's still a lot of balls in the air. You know, there's a lot of things to get done. And it's for me, it's a matter of just delivering that, you know, that final package, and that is the Bears are back in the NRL.
Would this be the final roll of the dice, Greg?
Yeah, well, I don't see too many other options presenting themselves. I think, you know, the energy and finance that we've put into the Central Coast Bears bid really didn't come to fruition. So there's still plenty of wind left in the sails. We've got a good bid team behind us. Guys like, you know, Shane Matiski and David Perry from Manly, ex-Manly CEO, you know, assisting in driving this. So we're going hard to the plate on this one, mate.
All right. I admire your persistence, Greg. I can tell you plenty of blokes would have given up by now.
Yeah, look, but, you know, the amount of people that come up to me and say, look, you know, I love the red and black. I remember seeing Kenny Irvine score in the corner. There's all those messages of support along the way. So they're the people we're trying to get it done for.
Yep. And it seems that it'd be hard. It's so hard to have two homes, though, mate, isn't it? One would be the Central Coast, maybe, as you've indicated, for two games, the other one being the Gold Coast. It's hard to serve two markets.
Absolutely, it is. But in these days of digital television and satellite teams, it's been done before and been done successfully. So I think that's all about community engagement and making sure that, you know, we do touch and feel the people of the community, get out to the hospitals, get out to the schools and show that we're not just a footy team, we're a little bit more than that.
Good on you, Greg. We do wish you well.
Thanks, boys. Thank you.
There's Greg Florimo.
Mate.
It's been a long time. Oh, they've been pushing hard.
I do admire him.
Well, that's an opportunity, and, can't you sense it, though? You can just sense it, can't you?
It'd be hard for him to, because there are so many other things to fall into place yet. You need the planets to align greatly. That North Sydney emblem, that North Sydney bear, famous. And then, of course, it's got to make the transition. It would be known as the Gold Coast Bears. Greg mentioned that red, white and black, those colours, but, you know, will the Gold Coast want to embrace them instead of, I remember that launch of the Gold Coast with the blue and the gold, and that was all about the blue sky and the water and the beach. I don't know. It's tough. Yeah. It's a really tough dilemma. We'll take your feedback, 13-53-53, but I've still got a soft spot for the old Bears.